Front Page Dramas present The Unfortunate Fortune. This week's Front Page Drama, The Unfortunate Fortune, is a radio dramatization of She Spent Her Fortune to Win a Man Who Hated Money. A true life story to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. There's an old cry among gamblers that runs, somebody loses, somebody wins. But when Zuleika Latif, a young typist, won the Turkish state lottery prize worth $150,000, she won and lost at the same time. Sounds a little contradictory, doesn't it? But it's a fact. And here's how Zuleika won a fortune, but lost the man she loved. Let's look in at a little cafe in the modern capital of Istanbul, Turkey. It's a warm spring evening, and Zuleika Latif has finished her day's work as a typist and is meeting the young man she's engaged to marry. He is a pleasant, hard-working young engineer named Mustafa İzek. Everything has been set for their marriage for quite a long while. But in Turkey, business conditions are much the same as they are here in America, somewhat unsettled. And between depressions and recessions, Mustafa İzek is having a rather tough time getting sufficient money to get married.
Am I late here?
No, Zule.
Did I keep you waiting long?
No, I only just got here myself.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Just think, this time tomorrow, I may be one of the richest girls in Turkey. Imagine me winning £200,000. Why, then all our troubles will be over.
Zule, forget it. Thousands and thousands of people are talking like you.
Oh, no.
Everyone wants to win the grand prize. Everyone is wondering what they'll do with the money. But there's always that if they win it.
Well, I'm not wondering. I know what I'll do with the money.
Yes, if you win it.
Oh.
Well, Zule, I'm not planning on gambling or lotteries to build our future. All I want is a good, steady position with a fair salary, and I'll be more than satisfied. I don't want sudden wealth and riches. I want something permanent and substantial so that we can have a nice little home, children, and contentment. Those are the riches I want.
Of course, dear, and so do I. Don't you think we can have everything we plan for with £200,000?
If you win it, then I've always said that easy money like that seldom brings much happiness. You only hear of the success of people just winning that money. Did you ever take the trouble to find out what happens to them afterwards?
Oh, yes. I've heard all the stories of the aftermath of winning the lottery. But if I win, it'll be different.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to forget about it. Let's go on as we are. Well, here, waiter.
Yes,
let's have two vermouth and soda, please.
Yes, sir, right away.
Are you coming with me to the drawing tomorrow evening?
You don't mean to tell me you want to get crushed in that crazy mob of people, be pushed around, stepped on, and half suffocated in a stuffy, smoky place for hours just to hear the names of the winners.
Oh, darling, why not? Think of the thrill that my name is called, and if I was there to get the grand prize.
No, darling, try to be sensible. You know you're not going to win. Why suffer all that discomfort and inconvenience?
Well, then you won't go with me?
No, Julie, I'd rather take a nice walk along the waterfront or sit in the park or anything but go to that crazy lottery drawing.
All right, then. You won't go, Miss Tessa. Maybe we can stay home and listen to it over the radio. How about that?
All right, we'll compromise on that.
On the following evening, Mustafa İzek called on Zuli in her comfortable little living room and, much against his will, listened to the radio program announcing the winners of the Turkish state lottery. He didn't believe Zuli would win and muttered something about the whole thing being a lot of foolishness. After the preliminaries came the long-awaited announcement.
And now we bring you the news you've all been waiting for. The name of the winner of the grand prize in the spring edition of the state lottery. The lucky citizen who will be awarded the £200,000. The judges have certified the selection of the winning voucher, and it is now being handed to a page who will bring it to me. Attention, please. I have in my hand the winning voucher. The number is 7527437. And the name of the very fortunate citizen is Miss Zuleika Latif of the nation's capital, Istanbul. Congratulations, Miss Latif.
Darling, did you hear? It's me. She called my name. I'm a rich. £200,000. Oh, our troubles are over. £200,000. Darling, think of it. Well, what's the matter, dear? Aren't you going to congratulate me? Aren't you glad?
Yes, of course I'm glad. And I congratulate you.
Well, smile, darling. Be happy. Don't just sit there. Don't you realize what this means? And you don't sound one bit happy about our good fortune.
Yes, of course I'm happy, but first I hope you won't let them show your picture and your address in all the lottery shop windows.
Why, how can I help it, dear? You know, that's one of the state rules. Besides, why shouldn't I?
For the simple reason that you'll get nothing but a lot of undesirable publicity and unpleasant notoriety.
Oh, no.
You'll be the object of an army of fortune hunters, the target of hundreds of crank letters and improper proposals. I won't have the girl I'm going to marry ogled and inspected, rudely stared at and joked and commented on by corner loafers, cafe gigolos, and evil-minded cynics.
Why, dearest, don't be ridiculous. You don't think I'm going to shut myself off from the world just because I've been fortunate enough to win £200,000, do you?
Well, I
do. After all, dear, this is a new turkey. You talk like one of the old school who wants women concealed from the eyes of the world.
I hate vulgar exhibitions, but that's being old-fashioned.
Now, listen, reason, dear. Any normal girl would want to be admired and hated to fight over. Why should I hide my charm?
There.
Oh.
Now, do you hear that? Now it's starting. Newspaper men, cameramen, they'll be in here, shouting, mauling, and pushing, talking and taking vulgar pictures. If you let them in, I'm going home.
Don't be silly, dear. I've got to let them in. Please can't help me.
I won't be a party to such hysterical vulgarity. If they come in, I'm going out. That's final.
Well, all right. You made the choice. But please call me tomorrow when the excitement dies down.
But the excitement didn't die down. All the next day, little Julie was besieged. She was the center of attraction in the Turkish capital. Next evening, her unhappy suitor, Mustafa Izzet, made several attempts to call her by phone, but the line was always busy. He walked by her apartment house, but he couldn't edge his way through the crowd around the door. So he gave up and went home and tried the telephone again.
Oh, the telephone.
Never mind the phone, miss. Just one more picture.
Oh, no.
Hold the check up. Keep looking at it. That's good. Hold it.
My next is Marty.
Just take this jar of paper.
Hold on. Wait a minute, miss. You promised me next.
But
how about signing this endorsement, Miss Lattie? Your picture will be in all the
gentlemen,
papers.
Gentlemen, I must answer the telephone.
Oh, let it go.
All night. It may be my fiancé.
Ah, what one boyfriend with your looks and money. Why, you can have your pick.
Oh, quiet, quiet, gentlemen.
Please,
let me answer the telephone. Hello?
Hello, Julie.
Oh, darling, where have you been? I've been waiting for you all evening.
I've been trying to get you by phone. Line has been busy.
Yes, I know.
I came around to get you, but I couldn't even get in the front door.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, why don't you come over now? I'll get rid of all these people.
No. No, I'm not coming over. What I've got to say won't take long. Please listen. I can't become accustomed to the idea of living on my wife's money.
Oh.
I might have become used to the idea or found some way to pay my share of the expenses if you hadn't allowed all this idiotic publicity.
Darling, please don't be angry. Forget it and come over.
No. I stood in the crowd at the corner of the Grand Rue de Terre, and those pictures of you were put in the lottery shop window. The remarks they made about you, I heard them.
Oh.
I asked the shopkeeper to pick your picture out, and he laughed in my face. I read the papers, and I know all the shameless proposals you're getting from men who love you for your money. I won't be one of them.
Now, dearest, don't be silly. It's all very exciting and thrilling, but I'm not taking any of these men or their offers seriously.
Let them chase you, if that's what you like.
Why, no.
No doubt one of them is better suited to you than I am.
Mustafa.
These may be modern times, but no man with any self-respect can look on while photographs of his intended wife are made public property and a temptation for every libertine and fortune hunter. Well, if we don't see eye to eye about this, I don't want to spoil your chance for happiness. I'm going away.
Oh, but darling, please listen. Don't be so hasty.
Don't try to stop me. And don't look for me because you won't find me.
Father.
I shall pray for you all. Now, I bless you. Goodbye.
Hello? Mustafa, darling. Hello? Oh, he's gone. I must find him. I must find him.
Julie ran to the house where Izzet lived, but he was gone. Left no address. His office, his friends, nobody knew what had happened to him. The distracted girl notified the papers and the police, but that made matters worse. The papers played up the story and brought no result except that her fan mail became heavier. The more she sought her fiancé, the more others tried to win her. She ignored them all. And to find her lost love, she spent freely the money through which she had lost him. She offered a reward, hired detectives, and followed up every clue.
We found him this time for certain, Miss Lattice. He's working in the oil fields in Transcorsia. Our agents are positive. There's a plane that leaves today.
No, no. No, that's not the man.
Here's the telegram.
Our agent checked with the chief of police. There can't be any mistake, miss. He's there in Athens. Get the boat. Hurry. Don't forget my fee. Thank you.
It's not him. No, it's all a mistake.
That's him, all right. An engineer, you say. That's this chap, quiet, secretive. And the very image of your sweetheart. The identification is positive. The Orient Express leaves tonight. Bucharest.
No. Why did you bring me all this distance and then shatter all my hopes? No, no, it isn't Mustafa.
That's just it, miss. Where you least expect to find them, that's where they are. Under your very nose, you might say. Why, everybody spotted him immediately from this picture and your description. I'll drive you there in my car. 200 pounds is all.
After 18 months of fruitless searching, Julie boarded a steamer at Alexandria, Egypt, for her home. She was broken in heart, spirit, and fortune. Standing at the rail, watching the African shore fade into the blue horizon. Finally, she turned to go into her cabin when...
Julie. Mustafa. Oh, darling. Oh, my dear. At last I found you.
Oh, but what are you doing here, Julie, in Egypt? So far from home.
Well, I just finished my last journey searching for you. Ever since you left me that night, over a year and a half ago, I never gave up the search. I traveled everywhere. I spent all my money, always searching, but never finding you. Where have you been, dear?
I'm in the remotest mountain regions I've ever seen you. Completely out of touch with the outside world. I've been developing the mines there, and I've done well. Made a modest fortune. I arrived in Alexandria just in time to catch this boat. I was on my way to find you, hoping against hope that you were still free and in love with me.
I always have been, and always will be, dear. Forever and ever.
Thus, by a kindly turn of fate, the two lovers were reunited. By the time they reached the Golden Horn, they had their plans all completed. On their wedding day, he presented her with a half share in the lottery ticket, but wisely kept the other half for himself, just in case she should win again. You have just heard The Unfortunate Fortune, a radio dramatization of She Spent Her Fortune to Win a Man Who Hated Money, a story to be found in next week's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.